Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining me. This is Danny Fee. I am a realtor here in Las Vegas, Nevada with Keller Williams Realty Las Vegas. If this is your first time joining us, I just want to say thank you for stopping by. I hope that you pull out a lot of value and wisdom in the way of helping you implement a solid digital marketing strategy for your real estate business. If you're coming back and you've listened to our episodes before, I just want to say super huge thank you. That must mean that you like what you've been hearing, and I'll continue to do the best that I can to continue to deliver some solid and valuable content in the way of creating or helping you create a solid digital marketing strategy and helping you craft your digital agent persona, which is what we talk a lot about in this episode and past episodes and future episodes too. Today, we're going to be telling you a little story about how I just recently closed today on a deal that came in from a referral agent in North Carolina who was doing research on Las Vegas realtors. And one of the weighing points that helped him decide to give me a call was the video that he saw of me, because it showed my personality, it showed who I was, and we're going to talk about that here in the next segment. The next thing that we're going to be talking about on today's episode is some tips and tactics that you can implement today. Even if you're a brand new agent and you never sold a deal and you're not working with any clients, you can use these strategies as well if you are a veteran agent, but you know, you're looking for a place to start as far as content curation and creation. I really hope that this episode is valuable to you. If you could, because this podcast is free, go ahead and give me a shout out, screenshot this episode, and share it on your social media. Share it in your Instagram stories. Use the hashtag social agent secrets. Use the hashtag press record and publish. And I really appreciate you doing that, because when you do that, you're going to introduce this podcast to maybe some people who it would really help benefit. And if you're finding value in it and you can do me that favor and go ahead and share it out, we're all going to grow as a community. Real quick, before we get started and go into this podcast, you can get more information and plug in to our secret Facebook group by going to m.me/socialagentsecrets in your Safari browser or your Chrome browser. It's going to bring you right into our Social Agent Secrets Messenger bot, and I'm going to be giving away a free gift there for you to learn how to start implementing some social media messenger marketing strategies in your real estate business today. All right, so without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. Let's roll the intro.
Social Agent Secrets.
So the big question is this: with all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. I was reading a book about 4 weeks ago on a Sunday, enjoying a nice glass of wine, just really taking some time to myself to catch up on the personal development type things that I always constantly do to grow and learn and try to just get better as a business person, as a husband, as a human being. And all of a sudden I get this call. I'm looking at the phone number and I'm thinking to myself, should I answer this? I don't know who this person is. Most likely, it's going to be another robo-dialer, some sort of telemarketer, somebody out there who's trying to get business from me. I'm really enjoying this book right now. I don't know if I want to answer this call. And normally when I have that kind of conversation with myself, I end up answering it anyway, because you just never know who is going to be on the other line. Even if it's a number that you don't recognize, automatic instinct, pick it up. Hi, this is Danny. How can I help you? Or something like that. I'm not quite sure what I said, but I was waiting for some sort of automated robot on the other end, or maybe some sort of noisy call center background where finally somebody said something in some sort of foreign accent in regards to a rewards membership program of some sort. But no, it was a nice calm voice on the other side of that phone call. And he said, hey, you know, I've been looking up agents in the Las Vegas area, been doing a little bit of research on Google, on Yelp, on YouTube, Facebook, and I have somebody who lives out there who needs your help. Long story short, this ended up turning out to be a really, really great referral call. This person was a real estate agent in North Carolina. And, you know, he'd looked at a few other agents. You know, he's checking their past sales on Zillow and a few other websites. And he's digging a little bit deeper. He's wanting to know if the person he's going to end up recommending is going to be able to relate to the person he's trying to refer this business to. And, you know, that's the importance of creating video. Like, you can't do that off of a static website with a few words. You can't do that even off of a few photos of a face shot. You don't know what that person sounds like. You don't know how that person talks. You don't know the mannerisms that that person uses. You really can't get a sense of their personality unless you use video, and in some context, audio. I'm sure that, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you have been listening to it for the 7 episodes that we put out, you're starting to get an idea of the type of personality that I have. And with video, it's no different. In fact, it's even better because you get the visual sensations that you're picking up on, the visual stimuli that you're picking up on. And that was the whole key to this. Like, when you're getting involved in this strategy, you have to think long term. And that's what happened with this particular agent. He felt like the person, the person he knew that he needed to help find a real estate agent for would be able to connect with me, and he was able to trust in that because he had seen me after doing some research and looking up some of the content that I've posted and looking at my past numbers as well. And they weren't always these type of numbers. Don't get me wrong. In the beginning, though, I still created video because I knew one day that video would serve me. That person would serve me. That digital character that I created would still be serving me. 24 hours a day, doesn't ask for breaks, never goes to sleep, is always available when somebody finds him. And that's what I'm urging you guys to do on this podcast. So I'm not going to make this podcast too long. I just wanted to let you guys know that we ended up getting the number. We called, we set up a listing appointment. We listed the home on that listing appointment. We did everything that we do to drive potential buyers, everything that you already know how to do as a real estate agent and real estate professional to drive buyers and attract offers. We did all that. We got it under contract. They ended up getting under contract on a brand new home with me as well. I have a brand, the New Home Exchange Program, out here in Las Vegas because there is a specific type of real estate agent who can handle the new home buying process and all the different options one might want to consider when it comes to selling their home in order to make that new home transition a reality. I've got a lot of experience in that as well. And you know what? This agent might have come across those videos too. I'm always creating content. I'm just urging you guys, pick up the phone after you listen to this podcast. Make sure you listen to the whole podcast. I've got a gift for you guys at the end. But pick up your phone and just record an Instagram story. Record a video today and post it and just tell whoever's out there, even if there's only 2 or 3 people who look at that video, what you did today in your real estate business and why you did it, why it's good for the clients that you're serving. You know, if you didn't do anything in your real estate business today, I'm going to give you some tips on how you can go out and create and capture some video to start getting your attractive character created. But for all intents and purposes, I wanted you guys to realize that while you're doing this, just know that somewhere down the line, that piece of content that you're creating today, tomorrow, and on for the rest of the week, on into next month and next year, all of those pieces of content that you're creating are going to eventually serve you and generate business for you in the future. And that's exactly what happened with me. $20,000 in commission. And I was just sitting in my backyard enjoying a glass of wine. I think it was a California blend, a little bit heavy on the Grenache. I'm just joking with you. I'm not a wine snob, but it was a California blend. I heard somebody say that about Grenache the other day. No, I'm not sure if it was heavy on the Grenache, but someone said that. So, you know, I'm just being funny right now. But I was really enjoying myself, reading a nice book, and this business just came in. It was inbound, and it is a beautiful thing. And you're working with motivated and qualified buyers and sellers when this happens. It's just amazing. I'm telling you guys, go out there, make it happen today. I just wanted to share that story with you because that's how this piece of business came in. That's how it happened. When you do it, eventually you're going to attract business like that as well.
Social agent secrets.
All right, real quick before we end this podcast episode, on that last segment I mentioned, if you didn't have anything going on in your real estate business today, meaning like you didn't have any deals that you're working on, not even any rentals, you have no clients that you've talked to, I don't know why that would be the case, but as a brand new agent, that just might be the case. You might just be looking for something to do, and you're like, why would I make video if I don't even have anything going on? Let me give you one quick tip on what you can do right now, even if you don't have any business. But before I do that, I need you guys to do me a favor. If you're finding value in this episode right now, if you're finding value in any of the episodes that you've listened to, I would love for you to return the favor. Since this podcast is free, please take a screenshot of this episode. Copy the link if you can and share it on your Facebook. Share it on Instagram. Share it with the hashtag Social Agent Secrets. Share it with the hashtag press record and publish. That is what I would love for you to do, because I know if this is helping you in any way, it's going to help somebody that you know who might be a real estate agent, real estate professional, loan officer, escrow officer, real estate investor. And I'm just really trying to help people and like get what's stuck in my brain out to whoever else might be able to benefit from it. So if you could do that for me real quick, go ahead, screenshot this episode on your phone and just share it on one of your social media channels. If you don't share it on social media, that's fine. Text it to somebody. Shoot it in a private message to somebody. And with the link and with the hashtag. That would be awesome. I'm telling you, someone is going to thank you for it. Someone somewhere down the line will use this information, and it's going to help them get a $10,000 commission check or more. All right, so let's get into this real quick, simple strategy that you can do to create some sort of valuable content that might serve you in the future, that will help you start to craft and create your digital agent persona, your digital character. We talk about this all the time. This concept was originally introduced to me by Russell Brunson, and the .com Secrets book. The inspiration for this show came from that whole ClickFunnels movement that's happening right now. And I'm all about building funnels using video. Is one of the key strategies to making that funnel much more potent and much more effective. If you have never read that book, I recommend you going out and getting that. I will drop a link in this podcast episode on how you can listen to it for free on Amazon. And, you know, you can go to .comsecrets.com and, you know, he'll send you a free book too. So just go over there and do that. And, you'll get lots of value. But what you can do is, I guarantee you, if you're a realtor or real estate agent, you're getting a ton of emails from different lenders, loan officers, title and escrow agents, title and escrow reps, and you're getting spam from left and right. Probably there's a lot of content in your email inbox about current things that are happening in the real estate market. You're probably getting an email from the Nevada or the National Association of Realtors as well. There's a lot of valuable content in those emails. It's just boring as hell to read. I read it though, because I like to try to get better all the time. I recommend you reading it too, but most people, they love to consume video content, right? And so if you're gonna do anything today, learn about curating content.
And the way that you do that is you go ahead and go into that informational source, wherever it is, that has to do with real estate. In fact, one just came out from the National Association of Realtors about iBuyers and how to have that conversation with your sellers, because whether you like it or not, they are here now and it looks like they're here to stay. Luckily, Keller Williams is coming out with an iBuyer program. I guarantee you, if you're with a big national brand or brokerage of some sort, your company will likely have some sort of iBuyer program right now or coming soon. But we need to learn about how to have this conversation. If you read that article or you read an article on that topic and then you internalize it, okay, and then you understand it the way that you understand it, and then you turn around and create a video basically explaining the benefits of whatever topic it is for this, like what are iBuyers? You might want to make a video about that. Five things to watch out for if you're considering using an iBuyer. What is an iBuyer? Just come out with some educational content. You're probably going to learn something in the process. And when you turn around and teach it on video, you end up retaining that information on a much higher level than if you're just reading it. Okay. The fact of the matter is people retain more information. They retain more information when they're consuming video than any other content medium out there. So get comfortable with creating video. That's one thing that you can do right now. Another thing that you can do, if you don't want to just go through your emails and try to find valuable content, that you can turn around and create video with that is educational on either the home buying or selling or investing process. You should do that anyway. But another thing that you can do is you can go out to the new home communities in your local market. Make sure you get the builder's permission. Most of them are okay with this as long as you do not state that you're working for the builder, and then you want to disclose your brokerage, of course. But you go in there and you ask them if it's okay to shoot video of the model with just your phone, which is what I do. I usually bring a stabilizer in. And I go around and, you know, take video of the model homes and walk through. And I post it on my YouTube. I cannot tell you how great this has been, especially when you use the right titles and the right keywords. I'm getting a couple of subscribers a day organically, and I'm not even boosting the posts. What does that tell you? People love looking at homes. And when you use those right keywords, like that community, that particular model, you know, anything else about the home that you can add in the description and title. When people go to search that content, I'm telling you, they will, because people go to the model homes and then they don't remember and then they want to see and then they go on Google and they search it. And then there might be 10 videos of that same model, but if you're one of them, chances are they're going to look at all of them or at least a few of them, and you're going to start to get viewers on your YouTube channel. You're going to start to get views. I have not done anything to promote these videos, and most of them have 500 views or more, some of them a few thousand views. And I've only posted some of them a few months ago that have that many. And I've gotten some million-dollar leads from doing this organically, because in my videos, we do have calls to action. We do ask people to reach out to us if they have any questions and how we can help them you know, learn more about whatever particular community they call us about when they call me. And those are some of the random calls I get too sometimes. So go out there, create video content today. Even if you don't have any deals going on, create some video content. People love looking at homes. People love learning about real estate. If you put it in a searchable platform like YouTube, eventually they will find it based on the keywords and the words that you use in the descriptions. And you will start to show up with your digital character all over the internet. YouTube is a great place to start. So I hope that tip helps for you. Oh, one more thing. If you want to learn how to edit those videos, just download the InShot app or use the iMovie app and edit it. It's going to be much better if you're creating those walkthrough videos of beautiful model homes. If you have a stabilizer, we're getting our Amazon referral link site set up so we can send you guys over to the exact products that we're talking about here in the near future. But, you know, if this is a little bit later than after I publish this episode, most likely you're going to be able to go into the description of this podcast episode and click the links and find these products that we're talking about and find the apps that we're talking about. But even if you just put the raw video that you created and upload it, it's better than doing nothing. So go out there today, create some video content, go and crush it, and start building your attractive digital agent persona so you can be omnipresent, so you can be showing up in multiple places at once, so you can leverage your time, energy, and efforts and start to attract and compel your dream clients. So you are a much happier realtor, real estate professional, loan officer, escrow rep, real estate investor, and you're actually working with the people that you want to work with because they got to know you before they ever even reached out to you. They're motivated, they're qualified, and you're just in a better place. Your business is in a better place. It's a long-term strategy. Let's make it happen.
Social agent secret.